Hello.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Sophia.
Oh, is you at home?
Yes.
You out today or something?
Mm-mm. I just didn't. Well, AJ wasn't feeling good, so I told Chuck I was staying at home.
I hope AJ feel better. But look, so on the notes on the account, it say Mike. It's men, Nujuan at ACL.com. And his comment on the account just say Mike's. And then Shandarilyn Berry said pass due order. And they write on the account. They obviously got to be calling out because he was like that he receiving calls saying that they have a order. So I don't know if it's, you know, directly from the hub, but it got the hub, you know, workers on it because I know men.
So is men? It's from the hub.
Yeah, because I spoke with him before from this hub.
Yeah, just send him an email then.
That's crazy. Okay.
All right.
See you later. You coming to work tomorrow?
I don't know.
Dang, we doing a lunch tomorrow.
A what?
A lunch.
Who?
Me, you, Odell, Courtney, Wimpert, Angel. That's it.
What kind of lunch?
You remember we supposed to have lunch last week from Bum Howard?
No.
I ain't tell you that.
No.
Oh, you probably wasn't there. But yeah. My dad had spent money for us lunch. Okay. But we didn't do it last week because I ended up not coming in office and Courtney ended up going to Florida with the money.
So when you going to do it? Tomorrow?
Yo, they said they was going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to have to ask Courtney if he's back in office.
Are you coming in tomorrow or are you staying at home?
No, I'm off tomorrow, so I'm gonna work 4 hours from home and then come in the office.
Okay.
Because I called out Monday. I ain't feel good.
I don't know. I might come in tomorrow. If AJ still don't be feeling good, I'm staying at home and working.
Well, I understand. We could always have lunch when you return.
Okay.
What they said about in office?
What you tomorrow coming back in?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow after me?
I'm saying, like, no, in general, everybody.
What you mean, like?
The agents.
Oh, they're supposed to come back?
Mm-hmm.
They just keep saying prolonging. Like, I feel like if they QA back, they need to come on back.
Well, I do know they're supposed to be, you know, like, having, like, a mandating another stay-at-home shelter.
That's what I heard, because all this other stuff going on, so.
Yeah. We just waiting for the update.
All these riots and stuff. I said, what's wrong with these people?
Girl, they stupid.
I left work at 7:00 yesterday because my daddy told me he didn't even want me to. Like, he just told me he had to call and told me to come home because somebody, I guess it was my uncle had called and told him they was on the boulevard at Captain D's. Like, a man had like a shotgun out there and he's saying, just stupid. This in bright daylight.
Yeah, we was at Ross the other day, and the police pulled up on us and was like, she was just looking stupid. So I was with my cousin. My cousin had came down here from Birmingham, and she was like, we was like, what's on? What's wrong? What's going on? Cause she was just looking at us up and down. They was like, they said it's a man out here with a gun walking around. So we was like, nah, we seen a man, but we didn't know where he went. You know what I'm saying? So we was just like, shit, we finna dip because hell, they pull the trigger on our head, you know. We finna go.
Yeah. And I left work at 7:00 yesterday.
They just been doing stupid stuff. Mm-mm. They ain't been going nowhere because somebody pulled me over telling me they taking me to jail. I'ma slap their ass. I'll probably pull off. I'm for real.
I said, I left too fast. I said, I ain't finna stay over here when it's dark.
Man, then ain't nothing in Cuba unemployment calls.
I see that, John.
Mm-mm.
I said, Dan, I'm never, because I ain't took them calls for so long. I don't know my password and name.
I'm glad mine stayed in the system because I sure don't know it. That's all we had. When last day I worked? Sunday. SPO? Yeah, Sunday SPO wasn't even jumping. It was straight ADOL calls. Them people calling in for unemployment. And there's so many people filing so many new claims because they saying they job sending them home. That's how I know we, you feel me, like, it's for real. They finna shut it down.
She said it's for real.
Yeah, it's for real. Like, they
so
finna
stupid.
They finna shut it down for real. Because this man said, they sending us home. He said my last day at work was 22nd. They told us they'll reach out to us when we can turn back to work. He said they sending them home. I said, it's crazy.
So what the lady keep, is the lady mad on the phone? What's she saying?
It was a man. He was mad, but he just keeps saying he don't understand why he been, he said he been received his order. Now the schedule date said, see the system say closed and it don't say like delivered or nothing. It just say appointment schedule shipped, order shipped or something like that. But it say closed. The ticket is closed in CLM. And I checked DMS, nothing in DMS. So I'm just going to send up an email letting know customers see receiving calls and complain about receiving the calls. That's the only thing we can do.
They just be doing too much. They ain't even that serious. They be trying to come back. Then they be saying it's harassing. Like, boy, ain't that serious. Just don't answer the phone. I do it all the time.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Have you ever had a customer, they said, this is arrest, I'm going to call the cops. I'd be like, lady, ain't that serious?
Nah, I had a customer earlier. She just went off. I was like, okay, ma'am, it's nothing that we can do. She said her roommate ordered at the same time she ordered for her Peloton, and they was in the room together. It was so funny. She said they ordered the same time, and her roommate just called and spoke to someone in our customer service department that moved her delivery up 2 weeks. So I'm like, okay.
That is like, crazy.
You got to understand, maybe she was looking, you not. Because I called the hub, I couldn't get no answer. And I said, for Peloton orders, man, we're not allowed to change today.
Was she mad? Sophia,
Was she mad? Yeah, she was mad.
They putting all these questions in here to my Alabama Department of Labor.
Yeah, because they don't know how to do them. You got to think about SPO.
Three people wrote me and said, as soon as they got the calls, I don't know my login. What's my login?
Somebody said, I haven't taken a call in over a month for this campaign. What is my login information? It's on the script anymore. Damn. I'm so ready to clock out. You don't understand. My stomach hurts so bad.
What's wrong with your cyclone?
I don't know. It's some medicine I'm on. I don't know what's wrong with it.
What kind of medicine?
Girl, some met for me.
My sister take that.
That's how she like it.
Was that for diabetes?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not diabetic.
That don't make her use the bathroom. She be doing number two all the time, like a lot.
I'm going to tell you what she said. It was just dumb, like, the reason why my doctor put on it. Like, she can't, like, my grandma even kept saying, why she prescribed it to you, you're not diabetic. Like, you know, she was like, you can be considered pre-diabetic, but there's some medicine they'll put on diabetes. You feel me, like, diabetes?
Yes, my sister and them on big pills.
I don't have the big ones.
You don't?
They a little. But man, she prescribed me for 90 days to take it for 90 days straight.
They my don't A1C, make you go to the bathroom.
Girl, you talking about going to the bathroom? I probably need a damn socket to put in my ass to stop it up.
You already been using it?
Yes. It feel like they tea. I done lost 7 pounds from taking this medicine.
They make you go to the bathroom, like, use it.
That's what I'm saying. I done lost 7 pounds. I ain't been on it for that long.
Yep, but she been on it. My sister had diabetes. She been had that for like 5 or 6 years.
Is she little now?
Yeah, she's skinny.
I think I'm going to stop taking it. I like my fat.
She used to be, like, kind of heavy, not really. But it's like diabetes running out of family. So my other cousin is on. My other cousin that got diabetes, she lost weight, too. But she didn't lose weight because of the medicine. It's because they're diabetic.
Well, my brother diabetic, and his ass still fat. So, I'm going to stop taking this, too.
I don't know. But my cousin, like,
and my sister's girlfriend, she diabetic. She still fat.
Oh, no. I guess it just depends on which one you have. My sister have to take the pill. Do they take the insulin shots and all that?
I don't take no insulin. I couldn't just shoot myself.
No, I'm saying your cousin.
Well, they don't have, Yeah, that's what happened to my daddy, but my daddy didn't ever take. See, my daddy, he flushed all his medicine down the drain. For real. He said he wasn't taking it. He said he
ain't nobody taking them Alabama Department of Labor. That's the same amount still in there, 10 and 4.
Yeah, because you see where I'm in Alabama.
10 and 4.
17 minutes. Mm-mm. I said I had a call back to call somebody back for the unemployment. I ain't even called them back yet.
Uh-uh.
It's open.
Who is he talking to?
Steve at the door.
Tell my dad work over there.
Uh-huh.
What the hell he want?
Cheryl. Look. Look, he's on Cheryl.
He's so stupid. Why he ain't at work?
Good, he gonna tell you something so Cheryl.
Ask him why he ain't at work.
Look, they go Tasha. Steve, Cheryl said, why you not at work? And he off on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Tasha, tell Steve him, waving at you.
Tell them they need help. They blowed out.
Look. He said even on his off days, he still make money. So what is you saying? Girl, he's so stupid. He's finna get put out already. And he'll talk
put
to
him
shit.
Out. Put
Girl,
him out.
Put, look, she's gonna go put him out. Put him out. He gonna tell him, ain't no cap in this bitch. So stupid, man. The man, I'm not finna hit that. I'm gonna call him. I'm gonna be in this bitch stuck. He's something. It had him easy. He coming in here passing and stole something he did.
Stupid. Everybody on the status, Sophia. I swear to God, Courtney on manual dial. When has Courtney ever used manual dial?
Man, I can't do that. I can't do them. Like somebody finna say something. A everybody on, work.
Yeah, everybody on the status because of them calls. Like I ain't lying. Cheryl Pfeiffer on team meeting. Courtney on Alabama.
What did say I'm on?
Odell on soup call. It say you on the call.
I'm weak.
Odell say. Taisha on outbound. Zanaya in training. Zanaya, who you training with? I don't even care.
Girl, because you already know it, so.
Yeah.
You know, they ain't finna take them calls.
Everybody, Courtney don't never use manual dial.
Mm-mm.
And then everybody put a break request in, and they on break. I sent everybody on break.
Somebody.
Don't give no. I don't care.
Hey, somebody said, what? No calls in queue? Oh, they're going to talk to this right. Don't get used to it. He going to talk, Joe going to talk to him. Oh, hush. I don't wait. Hold on.
Everybody on break.
Girl, yeah, he playing. Huh? What you say? I'll talk to my kid.
Who are over there, Sophia? Because you just sound like you just got a house full.
Well, I'm on the phone with my cousin telling her about something. And Steve is watching the
door. You on the phone with me on the phone?
Then I'm on the phone with you. You know I'm multitasking. You know I do this shit for real.
Oh, my God. You stupid.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to, I'm for real, I'm finna get this email sent over. Let me see. What
tell them
what
folks to go cry. They don't matter. They ain't gonna move. They ain't gonna take it off. They ain't gonna do nothing. You wasting your time for sending it. I'm telling you. Them folks, they still gonna call her. Alpha.
Okay. Well, customer.
I'm just playing. Send the email.
Okay, so what? What's gonna be the reason? Cookie getting big. What's gonna be the reason?
Say this HO.
Who
I don't like it because I don't know somebody.
What you say the reason gonna be, Cher?
Still receiving phone calls.
Okay.
Order delivered. Still receiving phone calls.
Okay. Yeah. Order delivered.
Courtney on manual dial for 7 minutes. We have Courtney ever went on manual dial. He's tripping and went crazy because of them calls. No, nobody like them calls. I hate them. Odell.
When do unemployment stop, Cheryl? Do it stop July 31st?
They say that drop might go up into the end of the year.
Oh, no, it's going to last to the end of the year. Yup. She, my cousin on the phone is blowing something, so that's why she can't never get her tennis shoes, because these people get unemployment.
So, Bill, everybody on break.
For real?
Yes. I did not know I sent all them people on break. Oh, well. I'm going to say I wasn't feeling good, and I just was approving.
They done threatened the jails and stuff, saying they was going to bomb them. So yes, for real. They trying, bro, these people do not kill. Like,
are they just looting? Or are they just riding? Are they doing this stuff to steal? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Y'all busting in these people buildings just to steal. And y'all ain't accomplishing nothing. Did you see the junk on the social media when they said, I can't breathe? But they spelled breathe, B-R-E-E-F. They said Montgomery got to do better. I said, man, oh, my God.
They always throw Montgomery up on the bus because, you know, they swear they got low education anyway.
Look, and then they bust the ATM. They said they got to do better. They hit it at the top instead of the bottom. I said, these people done went stupid. So they breaking into buildings to steal.
Girl, yeah, in Birmingham, they stole the shoes off the mannequin. The girl uploaded on Snapchat the next day. She turned to work. She said, look at what they did to my soul. The dude, she said, you got to watch the video to the end. This dude is going to take the shoes off the mannequin. I swear to God, that boy took them shoes off the mannequin, took off his shoes in the store, put on them shoes, and walked out of there, jumped back over the glass with his shoes and his own. I said, wait a minute. Now, he just took too long. And then, like, the police went, then they, what happened? Some shit happened in Montgomery with the Regions ATM. They tried to get. Yeah, they just did some, because the other night they had the little protest downtown at 8 o'clock. When it was the night before Krista came, they had a riot at 8 o'clock. One of the dudes go to my school. He was down there doing the most, man. The most. And then our old SGA president, David Whitlow, he was down there too. We looking like, bro.
They said that they even bust the rim time. We don't lock down rim. Couldn't even steal the rims because they got locks on them. I say, these people that went stupid.
They was in Leeds yesterday.
What trying to steal rims for?
That's stupid, man. That's so stupid.
I'm saying, what are you trying to steal?
Then they burnt the ATM down. They burnt the bank down. Wells Fargo.
What's wrong?
Did you see what they did in Trustville? Homewood.
Uh-uh.
So the Walmart. So you know Walmart's supposed to close now at 6 o'clock. So they board the doors up and put pallets in front of the doors. Yeah, Hoover. They boarded the doors up and put the things. I said, Then a Foot Locker and Foot Locker and Sephia, they did the same thing to their doors. They board them up and then the next day they ain't no need to open them. If y'all got to board the shit up every day.
Right. So what you open? God, they was boarding up the Dollar Tree. They said, who finna go in there stealing?
There they is. They going to steal everything. Long as they can bust in there.
Everybody on outbound now. Sonya on there. Well, bye, Sophia. I got to use the bathroom.
Okay, bye.
Bye.